We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan Wiederer.
You've got a guy with credentials, you got a guy with some qualifications, and now there's just, when done at its best, provides a level of steadiness and stability that helps create and stimulate success.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
Listen, we're not going to accept the status quo. We are going to push for more. We are going to strive for more.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast with our own David Haw.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Bear down. Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always fun to talk to our friend Dan Wiederer. He is in Detroit covering the draft for the Chicago Tribune, and he joins us now on The Score hotline. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy stadium drawing day to you guys.
Yeah, you're going to miss it. You got caught in Detroit while they're giving you all the numbers and the photo. The photos will look great. The drawings will look great. The numbers are going to be the ones where everyone is squinting to try to understand.
Yeah, as somebody who just spent part of spring break in a theme park, this is like getting in the line for the thrill ride that's got a 2.5 hour wait, right? Like, you, there's a long way to go before you actually get to ride the ride, and there's a lot of painstaking patience that's needed before you get there.
Well, let's start there, Dan, because I think your colleagues at the Tribune did a terrific job last night getting the information, and the rest of the story is it's a $4.6 billion plan in terms of the scope of it, and $2.3 billion would come from the Bears, and the other 50%, the other half, would come from the public in terms of government assistance and public subsidies. How surprised are you by that division of the pie, and you being familiar with Kevin Warren as well as you are, how do you think he will address those questions today?
Yeah, I'm curious to hear how he and they address them, because obviously this is something they've given great thought to and presumably have a lot of detail behind. And so they've got to explain to a really large and curious audience where all this money is going to be generated and where it's going to come from. And as you guys know, increasingly people that are asked to vote on whether they would like to contribute to funding professional sports stadiums say no, thank you. You know, figure it out yourself. And so there's a lot behind that. And then you also need to see what they're selling in terms of projected revenues and what are the advantages of having this stadium downtown that will, you know, pay off for the city and the taxpayers and the residents of you know, Chicago, of Cook County, of Illinois, in ways that make sense. And so there's a lot here. There's a very big obstacle course that they're going to have to steer through. And I'm just ready to hear some answers and some details behind what has been a tease now for the last month and a half.
Yeah. And, you know, they still own the property in Arlington Heights. So who knows how life turns out. It's going to be fascinating to see what the legislature says and how this goes over in terms of the taxpayer price tag and how people feel about this. So I understand why they're doing it this quickly. I understand why they're trying to get this done before we get to the draft. But, you know, it does take away from just enjoying what is going to be a pretty spectacular moment for the Bears. And I am anticipating that that everyone's going to be super excited come Friday morning. I just don't know what they're going to do with that second of the two picks. I know Biggsy had Roma Dunze in his final mock draft. And I got to tell you, if that's the case, you know, the photo of the two guys running into each other on the airplane yesterday and all that, I got to tell you, would be fantastic. It would be a hell of a receiver room if you added that guy to it. I think he's got some Larry Fitzgerald type of possibilities. I love that kid, and I would love the Bears to get him.
No, it's funny that you mentioned the Larry Fitzgerald comp, because that's been brought up to me a couple different times. And then Brian Baldinger on our podcast said that Adunze is a bigger, faster, stronger Garrett Wilson. And you hear endorsements like that, and you say, sign me up. And as you mentioned, it's clear from what's kind of developed on social media, and we'll get a chance to talk to both guys this morning at a Play 60 event in downtown Detroit, that you wouldn't have to sell that pick to your new quarterback. It seems like he'd be on board right out of the gates with a guy he's already started to build chemistry with. That seems to be the most popular pick in the mock draft. But as I've been saying for weeks, there's a menu there that most likely when the pick comes up at 9 tomorrow night, that Ryan Poles is going to be able to be right in 5, 6, 7 different ways, because the volume of players available to him there and the way that they would address a need that improves this football team is obvious. And so it's going to be very difficult to wake up Friday morning and be like, oh, man, that's pretty disappointing, particularly when you're already riding the momentum of getting the best quarterback in the draft at number one overall with somebody else's pick, which is the greatest gift that this franchise may have ever gotten.
Before you chased Caleb Williams to Detroit, you were at the press conference at Hallis Hall. What did you hear from Ryan Poles that stood out?
Yeah, so a couple things that were really notable to me is, obviously, you guys know that the Bears only have 4 picks going into this draft, and so we talked all about 1 and 9. Well, they're only going to be on the clock 2 more times in the last 248 selections of the draft, which, you know, barring trades, is a pretty long time to wait. Now, Ryan seems incredibly comfortable in having a small draft class this year, one based on the fact that this isn't widely regarded as a super deep draft beyond round 5, or really beyond round 4. And number 2, that they just feel like their roster is in a position where they don't have to force the issue and have a draft class of 7 or 8 or 9 or 10. And so he feels very comfortable there. And then the other thing that was really notable to me was him bringing up the attraction to a interior pass rusher, which is something that Matt Eberflus brought up in Orlando last month. And David, I know where I stand on this. It's like, I agree with their philosophy there. I'm just curious on why they're making it public, and is there more to it, trying to potentially scare a team interested in Byron Murphy up ahead of them at 9 to then maybe push a receiver like Roma Dunze down to them at 9. So, the sentiment was accurate and notable. I just wasn't sure why they were sharing it publicly at this time.
Yeah, it's interesting. I thought that the thing that he said that interested me is he believes it's going to be difficult to make the roster. I thought that was a powerful statement, just given some of their roster problems. And, you know, I think a punter could make the roster, and I know David's going to give me a dirty look because I keep mentioning that. But I'd like to – I think that when I look at the bottom part of their roster – Is their depth as good as he seems to imply that it is?
Great question. I'll start with the most important nugget from that question. Number one, Brad Biggs and I have started to put together our list of guys that should be available to the Bears on day 2 and 3 with those last 2 picks. Mm-hmm. And Torrey Taylor, Iowa punter, is on that list, Molly. So be excited. You know, you can read that capsule and get jacked up. I don't know. I don't know that the roster is in as good a shape as they believe. I don't know that the football team is in as good of a shape as they believe. This to me, again, is a week where I think it's a celebration of opportunity, but it's not a celebration of achievement, because you haven't done anything yet, you know. And 7 and 10, sure, that was a nice finish to last season, but you were still a last place football team, you know. And so, like, let's just understand where we are on the climb and acknowledge that and understand that to be a consistently competitive football team, there's a lot more work to be done, including building out the depth of that roster in a way where then it does become legitimately difficult to make that roster. I think they're in a much better place, obviously, than they were when Ryan Poles took over 2 years ago. But there is significant work to be done to get this roster positioned to be competitive every single week they play a football game.
We're talking to Dan Weider, and he is in Detroit, and that's where Parkins and Spiegel will be tomorrow for the draft special live from Detroit. Tune in tomorrow after the Cubs game from 5 to 9, wall-to-wall coverage of round one, including expert analysis from Dave Wanstead, Patrick Manley. Tune in on The Score in the Odyssey app. Also, you can watch it on Twitch, X, or YouTube, Parkins and Spiegel draft special. Draft coverage on The Score presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. All right, Dan, when will it get interesting? We know they're taking Caleb Williams. When do you think we'll get a surprise that, uh-oh, we don't know what to do now because we weren't expecting this?
Interesting for the Bears?
Yes.
Pick five, pick four?
Well, what
I don't think it'll get interesting because I think that they've run through every single possible scenario. I think there will be certainly some form of surprise in the top five, you know, for the rest of us. But the Bears will be ready to pivot off, you know, if you know, who knows, maybe five quarterbacks go before they pick.
Wow.
Desperation is crazy. You're certainly going to get three, and I think the consensus around the league is that there will be a fourth taken before you get down to nine. But I don't think anything is going to shake them because, like I say, this isn't a draft that falls off until, like, 21. You know, so picking at nine, you're just sitting there at this position of strength where you can do whatever you want. And Ryan talked about breaking his team into teams to state the case for an offensive lineman, to state the case for a receiver, to state the case for a defensive lineman. And it doesn't feel like that homework assignment pushed them down one, this is the path we have to go down strategy. And so they'll be nimble and they'll be ready to make whatever plays there at nine. And I think there's a really good one to be made.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, it's very interesting. The other thing that he said that I found fascinating is that he said his preference is for the inside guy, meaning a defensive tackle, over an outside guy when he grades prospects. So that, you know, he's not apparently looking for an edge at number nine, which I felt was big news. And we know there's basically one defensive tackle, and Big Z wrote about him recently. I'm just curious, when you look at what they have on their roster and what their needs are, should they be redrafting the defensive tackle position? Where right now, if you just look at their depth chart, you know, a guy they took last year is listed as their defensive tackle, and we know they've got some they've got a nose tackle. We're talking about a pass rusher, and you know, I don't know really if we can sit here and say with any certainty that Jervon Dexter's going to be that guy. But between him and Zach Pickens, they did invest in that position. Are they going to have to go back to it? Or is it about finding someone who upgrades you and always looking for the upgrade?
I think always looking for the upgrade is a smart move when you're in the position the Bears are in. Now, I'm never a big advocate of, you know, redrafting or trying to cover up your past shortcomings so quickly. It felt like during the Ryan Pace years, they were constantly making up for mistakes they made at tight end and you know, to some extent receiver, and trying to figure things out over and over again at the same positions. And you don't want to be doing that all the time. But if you've identified Byron Murphy as a guy who immediately becomes the complement to Montez Sweat in your pass rush, and you believe that that is something that shoots your defense up a level, then I don't care that you took Dexter and Pickens last year. I don't care that you know, you're going to have to use another resource to get that. That's a position that we know in this defense has been absolutely paramount to reaching the next level. David and I talked yesterday about, you know, Molly, you experienced it as well with the last Super Bowl team in the city. It was, you know, you had Tommy Harris there on the inside. And when Tommy played, that defense was different. When Tommy got hurt, that defense was different. And so, you know, like if you find that guy and you've identified that guy to be the premium difference maker to, you know, again, to complement Montez Sweat, then go ahead and swing for it. I've got no issues with it. And you just figure out the rest from there.
Dan, I like the way you put it. I think it was in the Tribune or coming in the Tribune, and we talked about it yesterday on the pod, that the Bears often, maybe we in Chicago do this as well, celebrate the achievement when we really should be celebrating just the opportunity because you really haven't achieved anything yet. And it crossed my mind yesterday when Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham were asked a question about, well, are you happy that you're through this rebuild? What? When did that happen?
Right.
Where are they in this rebuild, and how much should we be concerned that there's this feeling that's starting to build that maybe they're past it?
Well, you and I are still collecting royalties on the No Excuses Tour of 2023. This year, I think we've got a new theme that we're willing to shove to the side when we get there, but it's not yet. You know, and you said that yesterday, that it's just not yet. Like, it's too early to start saying, ha-ha, we've arrived. There's a lot of victory Mondays and you know, Fridays and whatever else ahead before you can start proclaiming that the Bears are through the rebuild. You have to get yourself into the playoffs once, twice, three times before you're fully through the rebuild. And so look, like, you know, the Bears over time have been the best in the NFL at losing gracefully and losing without chaos, right? Like, they pride themselves on that. There's also a habit in this city of, you know, just proclaiming success well before the success has occurred. And if we didn't live that with the Justin Fields era and learn from it, I don't know if we'll ever learn from it. There's a lot of success that needs to occur before you can start saying, yeah, we're there. You're not there yet. Not yet, not yet, not yet. And I'll keep trumpeting the not yet bugle until we are there. And then I'll say yes. And we're there. And they can say that the roster is in position to have success over a number of years. And that's with the entire roster. It's with the quarterback, who's obviously going to come in with a ton of fanfare, and every beautiful highlight he makes during training camp is going to be celebrated. But until he has a good game, followed by a good month, followed by a good season, followed by another good season, you can't proclaim success. That's how this league works, and that's how it always will work.
I'm curious, Dan, Braxton Jones, we talked to Coach Wannstedt yesterday, and he said he thought that Braxton Jones played better at the end of the year, was getting better as a player. Now, I get it, fifth-round draft pick, you're always going to be looking at getting better at left tackle, but they did invest in this guy, and I don't mean money, I mean time. Right. He's had 28 starts, whatever it is. So here he goes into his third season as a starter. Is he good enough to be the left tackle? Do they have to be worried about helping him, protecting him? What is your take on him as a player? And is he a guy that you're looking to upgrade from, or can you get by with him? And do you want to know if he improves in his third year?
So a few things here. Remember, the fourth most significant headline of that infamous Wednesday at Halas Hall last September was that Braxton Jones was going on IR with a neck injury, right? Like, and we forget that he missed a chunk of last season with an injury to a body part that's pretty serious. I don't have all the medical reports that they have inside the building there, but that's something that they have to have firsthand knowledge on. Is there something here that we have to be worried about long term? The second part of that is what you just said, that like there is an opportunity here to get better potentially. They're in a position of strength here because you can go to week one with Braxton Jones as your starting left tackle and feel comfortable. Now, do you want to go to the next level and feel confident by getting a tackle in a very rich tackle class here in the next couple of days that allows you to be better up front in front of your rookie quarterback who needs a lot of help to develop properly? And there are some really good left tackle prospects. And then there are some guys that are standard right tackle prospects that could, you know, give you the intrigue in saying, we know Darnell Wright played left tackle in college. We could shift him over that to that side and play him on the left side, draft the right tackle. So they've got options here at the tackle position, and I don't think that they're just sitting on their hands there saying, all right, well, we've got Darnell and Braxton, and we're good to go here. They're going to explore this, and if they find a guy that they feel like gives their offense a chance to really push forward, because of what he can do at the tackle position, then they'll invest in that and then figure it out from there. And that's the state of this right now. Like, good teams continually try to get better, even when they feel comfortable. They're trying to go one level beyond comfortable to get really, really good.
Along those lines, talk to me about Brock Bowers. You think that's still a viable possibility for the Bears, whether they stay at 9 or trade back?
No, I do, right? Like, he's on the list of 11 players that we've got highlighted that they can take at number 9. I think probably it makes more sense to do it after a trade back if you feel comfortable enough doing that. Look, like, Patrick Mahomes plays in Kansas City, where Ryan Poles came from. He's had his most reliable receiver during his Hall of Fame career has been Travis Kelce. Tom Brady played forever in New England. His best target over his time there was Rob Gronkowski. There's a case to be made that says you get yourself a premier pass-catching tight end and your quarterback lives a pretty nice life. And so, look, again, that's another option there when you're talking about adding a weapon or a protector or a pass rusher. They've got a list of prospects there available to them, like you say, not only at 9, but in the top 15 to 18, that would make sense. And I think you could make a case for it. Now, I think you'd get pushback the next day saying, well, you already got Cole, you've already got Gerald Everett. You know, how are you going to blend this together when you have so many other needs? But talent-wise, you talk to people around the league, and Bowers checks every single box as a guy that's going to be a difference-making tight end for, you know, 10 years.
All right, so when we are tracking their draft and who the players are coming in, et cetera, we've got to be aware of the fact that, you know, they used a pick for Montez Sweat. They used a pick for Keenan Allen. They used a pick for Ryan Bates. And yep. I'm just curious where you're at with the center position, Ryan Bates. Could you repeat history here moving a guy to center that might be better at guard, and is he a center? This whole nonsense with Cody Whitehair, could you be running the same show? I like that they got Coleman Shelton because the guy is a center and that's it. Do they need to draft a center? Do they need help when you have injury concerns with both Nate Davis and Tevin Jenkins inside? Do they need interior line help?
Well, and that's where the signing of Bates helps, because he does have position flexibility where if you decide to draft a center, you can bump him up to guard, and he can help you at guard in some way at some point. If you decide to find a guard in the draft, well, then you feel better about Shelton and Bates at the center position. Three names of guys that could be available to the Bears on, you know, round 3 or round 4: Zach Frazier, Cedric Van Praan Granger, and Bo Limmer. West Virginia, Georgia, Arkansas guys there respectively, and you've got a chance there in those positions to explore whether those guys make sense to you. And so, Molly, this kind of marries up with the question you asked a few minutes ago, where you start going through position by position and saying, man, they could really use a little more here. They could really use a little more there. They could really use a little more here. And then you say, well, wait a second. Is it really going to be that hard to make this roster when there's still so many holes that need to be plugged? And so that's where they're at. You know, you're trying to make this a more competitive team. They've got a lot of roster spaces left. So it'll be interesting what they do when the draft ends, whether that's a high volume of undrafted rookies that they're bringing in, or whether they go to the, you know, sixth wave of free agency and find a couple veterans that are still hanging out there waiting for a prove-it deal and fill out the roster that way. That's going to be some active times finishing the last part of the roster when we get through Saturday night.
Great stuff, Dan. Thank you. Have fun in Detroit. Look forward to everything you write.
Thanks, Dan.
Always, always fun in Detroit, guys. We'll talk soon.
Hit that Motown Museum. It's a nice stop. Been there many a time.
Good
I
time.
Love Detroit. I go draft to Detroit once a year, man.
It's great, great atmosphere the next couple of days.
It's going to be great. You know, the other thing that we haven't talked about, maybe we should talk a little bit about, is who are the Detroit Lions taking? What are the Green Bay Packers doing? Do we care about the Vikings moving up for a quarterback? See what I'm saying?
Yep.
There's a division that you got to dominate.
We'll talk about that next.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.